On today's show,
why FCA is having such a hard time finding a dance partner.
Subaru upgrades the BRZ,
and the story behind why this wild-looking trailer and hauler was built. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 27th of 2016. Global car sales for automakers continue to remain strong. Wards reports the industry sold 7.5 million vehicles worldwide in April, which is nearly a 5% increase compared to last year. In North America, sales were up 5%, hitting nearly 2 million units. European sales hit 1.7 million vehicles, which is a strong 7% gain. In Asia, sales totaled 3.5 million units, a 6% increase, but car sales in South America continue to remain weak. Economic woes in that region dropped sales by 17% last month. Through the first 4 months of the year, automakers have sold over 30 million vehicles, which is a 3% increase compared to last year. At the New York Auto Show, Toyota showed off an updated version of the Scion FRS, now called the Toyota 86. And now its Subaru twin, the BRZ, is following suit. The same suspension, chassis, and engine improvements have been made to the BRZ. The front bumper cover has been redesigned for a widened appearance and positioned lower for improved aerodynamics, control, and stability. LED lighting has been incorporated into the headlights, fog lights, and rear taillights. A few minor interior enhancements have been made as well. The updated BRZ will start hitting showrooms in September. And speaking of updated models, Ford just introduced the new plug-in hybrid version of the Ford Fusion. Officially called the Fusion Energy, the 2017 model now boasts a total range of 610 miles with a full tank of gasoline and battery charge, and that's 60 miles more than the outgoing model. Its all-electric range is 21 miles. Ford has big plans for battery-powered cars. By the end of the decade, 40% of Ford's global lineup will be electrified. And still to come, the story behind this unique trailer and hauler combination.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Every year on Father's Day, the Detroit Institute of Ophthalmology helps put on a car show called Eyes on Design. It's a show unlike any other. As the name suggests, the focus is all on design. Interior and exterior aesthetics determine what you'll see at the show, not how perfectly restored a vehicle is. And this year, you'll see around 350 examples from all areas of transportation. And over the next several weeks leading up to the show, we're going to highlight just a few of the wonderful things you can see there. And we start off today with something you might not expect to see at a car show: vintage camping trailers. I'm sure most minds go right to Airstream. Of course, there'll be a few, like this 1938 example, that's a little unique in that it still has most of its original interior, and the first owner even had it fitted with pop-out windows because his wife was claustrophobic. But the real gem of the show has got to be this trailer and hauler combination. The trailer is a 1936 Curtiss Aero car, which was designed by aviation pioneer Glenn Curtiss, and it's very similar to a double-wing airplane. There's very little framework, and it's held together by wires that are pulled taut with turnbuckles. It was originally towed by a 1936 Plymouth coupe, but that soon proved to be inadequate. So in 1938, the family that purchased the trailer commissioned International to build something more robust. This, truly one-of-a-kind International, is what came of that. It's a three-quarter ton truck with a 233 engine and dual rear wheels. The current owner says it works fantastically and is able to drive it at speeds of 55 miles per hour with no problems. If you'd like to learn more about this tow vehicle and trailer setup, We'll have a video up later today on our website and on our YouTube channel. But if you're interested in seeing it in person, the Eyes on Design Car Show is on Father's Day, June 19th, at the Henry Ford Mansion in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. It's $25 to get in, and the money helps fund the DIO's research, education, and support group programs for the visually impaired. So will FCA ever find a partner? We'll have more about that right after this.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
It's no secret that FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne wants to find another automaker to partner up with. But so far, haven't been any takers. On AutoLine this week, we're joined by John Murphy, the auto analyst at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. And in the following clip, he shares why other automakers are hesitant to form a partnership.
You know, it's a tough dance, especially when you're looking at a $6 billion or 6 billion euro net debt position to get somebody to dance with you. It's a, you know, it's a tough time to find a partner with that. You know, that said, I do think their product plan going forward is very ambitious and very credible if they can fund it, and could ultimately be very attractive to another partner if they can execute on this plan over the next few years, getting ultimately to sort of net debt neutral and having all this product out there would put them in a much better position to find a partner at the dance. You know, that said, they're going to go through a tough time over the next few years of balancing, fixing the balance sheet, and investing in all this great product. And it's going to be kind of hard for them to do both. And there's going to be a balancing act on both sides of the equation that I think they'll probably do a pretty good job of. They've done a masterful job of working through some very tough situations over the last few years. So we'll see where they go. But I think when you look at this, it is the company that investors highlight as the riskiest in the industry because of its current, you know, balance sheet position and the need to reinvest in the product, both of which the company fully recognizes, but I also think so do all the dance partners, so that's why they haven't stepped up to ask them to dance yet.
For more of John Murphy's outlook, you can watch that entire program right now on our website, or you can look for it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. There won't be an AutoLine Daily on Monday because of the Memorial Day holiday, so enjoy the long weekend, and we'll be right back here again on Tuesday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.